With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A Republican pollster has a warning for GOP lawmakers about health care tax credits that expire at the end of this year. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Trump pollster John McLaughlin says Congress must preserve key health care tax credits for millions of people in the individual health insurance marketplace. Otherwise, he warns, working class Americans, including MAGA supporters, will get hit with a tax increase and many will lose their health care coverage. McLaughlin, who wrote a townhall.com op-ed, says the Obamacare subsidies are widely popular among Republicans and Democrats, and says the GOP will risk significant political consequences if the tax credits aren't extended. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A weaker-than-expected August jobs report is raising hopes that a Fed interest rate cut could be just around the corner.
America's employers added a paltry 22,000 jobs last month. Economists had been expecting more than 76,000 new jobs. And what's more, June's numbers were revised downward, reflecting a loss of jobs for the first time in almost 4 years. All of this increases speculation the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate, perhaps by a quarter point, perhaps even more, when policymakers meet in just over a week. Rich Thomason, Washington.
South Korea says it's reached a deal with the Trump administration on the release of South Korean workers detained at a Hyundai plant in Georgia today during an immigration raid. The presidential chief of staff says that South Korea and the U.S. have finalized negotiations on the workers' release, except for a few details. Undersea cable cuts in the Red Sea have disrupted internet access in parts of Asia and the Middle East. Experts say the disruption began early this morning. The cause, however, remains unclear. This is SRN News. More than 300 Texas school districts and charter schools have signaled plans to use a state-developed reading and language arts curriculum that references the Bible and Christianity. The Texas Tribune reports the number represents about a quarter of Texas' 1,200 districts and charters and could still grow before the state publishes official data in coming months. The schools will be using the Blue Bonnet curriculum, which includes religion-infused reading lessons as well as phonics and math materials. Blue Bonnet was approved by a narrow majority of the State Board of Education last year. In the wake of last month's deadly shootings at a Catholic church in Minnesota, dioceses around the country are looking to their security arrangements. Catholic leaders in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and Chicago have ordered all schools to go over their safety plans and ensure that churches and chapels are included. Protestant churches and other houses of worship have also been put on notice by the Minnesota shooting and are making changes. This is SRN News. Baseball's Iron Man celebrates his 30th anniversary.
It was a memorable baseball evening that captured national attention on September 6, 1995, when Baltimore Oriole great Cal Ripken Jr. broke baseball's seemingly unbreakable mark, Lou Gehrig's consecutive games record. When the game became official, the number 2131 was unfurled in right field from the brick facade of the B&O warehouse as fireworks lit up Camden Yards. In pregame festivities to mark the occasion yesterday, the Hall of Fame infielder rode in a red convertible around the ballpark. Ripken would extend his record to 2,632 games. George Williams reporting.
Good news. It's going to be at least another year for Shankwater's Drive-In in Orland, Pennsylvania. It is the oldest remaining drive-in movie theater in the country. It opened on April 15th, 1934, and the owners say they're going to keep going. This is SRN News.